Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't hesitate because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank you for calling in to the broadcast today. I'm Reverend Ray. Amen. Just getting into the situation and things. Please bear with me just for a few minutes. I'm just going to play some quick music and we can go from there. All right? All right. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Encourage yourself in the Lord. This is Reverend Ray. We're broadcasting today on Friday Night Joy. I pray that you've had a good week and a blessed week and safe week and all the above. Amen. We're going to do a couple of things today. We're going to talk about a year to exercise. It's definitely a year to exercise our faith in 2021. I got something early this morning in the study time. And I just wanted to share those things with you. Prophet said I'm not going to be before you, but too long, so just be patient with me, okay? I do want to let you know that His Abounding Grace, broadcast with Minister Vanessa Williams, is every Tuesday at 7 p.m., declaring the finished work of Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Prince is every Friday at 7 p.m., the Bread of Life. Reverend Ray is Sunday to 7 p.m., but it's the first and the third Sunday. Of course, Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast as follows. Lifeline by Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Nubina Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with the Evangelist Louis McEnway is every third Monday of the month. Every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m., Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And there are three, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, Amen, is Ray Rose, Elton Green, Clear from the Loan, and Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell, is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Yeah, I've got to go back and check us out. We also broadcast last week with the brothers. All right, Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Greg Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. I ask you to please go and check out our website at whenchristianspeak.com and our social media sites on Twitter. Twitter is When Christians, and on Facebook is When Christians Speak. Amen. So that being said, let's go ahead and open up in the word of prayer. A year to exercise our faith in 2021. Father God, we come today first to give you thanks. Thank you for your many, many blessings and your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you how you have brought us through so far in 2021, God. We thank you how you kept us from hurt, harm, and danger, God. We thank you, Lord, even though the enemy is raging like crazy, God, we know that we are still covered in your blood. We know that you're still within you. So, Father, we pray for those right now that are going through major problems and going through homelessness and going through hunger and all that kind of stuff, God, that they will seek after you, God, that they will see the more excellent way in you, Jesus Christ. So we pray today, God, not only for them, but we pray for those that will be listening to the broadcast today, God, that you there will be a blessing. Allow me only to speak those words that you have given me. So you come forth, Holy Spirit, and you speak and allow me just to take a back seat because it's truly all about you. I truly cannot do this thing all by myself. I need you today, God. Help us in all things. Bless those that are listening. We do pray this prayer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So this early this morning I got up and I was in studying and I just stopped writing like crazy and researching scriptures. It had to be about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't just put the pen in again because one of the things that I started doing for me is I started back to exercise more. And you'll be probably know that I lost, I think, about, 8 pounds so far and everything. And I exercise on the bike and I bought some rubber bands or whatever you call that and bought some other stuff so that I can spend this time getting the body back in shape because my doctor told me I had to do it. So, and everything. So I've cut out a lot of sweets and a lot of just junk food and I try to eat vegetables and a lot more vegetables than I normally do. So I'm doing all those things, you know, to get in shape. And that's a purpose and a reason behind the exercise. But that's just dealing with the flesh part of it. But as I got up early this morning and began to research some things, and really wasn't sure what I was going to talk about it, man. I couldn't stop writing, you know. I couldn't think about, you know, this is a good year that we need to be exercising our faith. And I'm only going to talk to those that are believe. We got to be exercising our faith big time, okay, with all that is going on so far in the last 15 days, y'all. Okay, we that know the Word of God definitely got to be reaching out to Him. So this is some of the definition I got. I'm not going to try to read everything I got, but this is some of the things when I thought about the word exercise. It means, to a few words, it means has something to do with training, you know, which what we do in the flesh, we're training the body. Where in the spirit, we got to do the same thing. We got to train the spirit. We got to train the mindset. And so that we can have the mindset of Christ. It also has a lot to do with teaching. Training and teaching go hand in hand. So we're teaching the mindset or the thing that was in us to respond a certain way. But one of the things that it really got me in is that word exercise, it really caught me my attention. And it was just out in the blue. And if it's used as a verb, it means to occupy the thoughts of. Okay, and I was like, when I saw that, I said, exercise means to occupy the thoughts of. And isn't that what God, Christ wants to do with us? He wants to occupy our thoughts. You know, He wants to occupy our thoughts. He wants us to have the, Paul that said that, talking about having the mindset of Christ, you know, and when we do that, those are some of the things that are needed. And one of the first exercises, so the thing about one of the things I realized, and I hope I'm not getting too far ahead of myself because I got a lot of scriptures for you, but one of the things I thought, I looked at it and said, you know what, in this day and time and stuff like that, we can be fully equipped, but if we don't use the equipment, you know, that we have, or we don't use the armor that has been given to us and that has been explained to us, like the whole armor of God, then what good is it? We don't use the ability to intercede or to pray and to pray through, you know, or to fast or to do those things that God has given us, the weapons of our warfare that are definitely not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of all strongholds. We have to use those things. So as I begin to really understand this thing, I was like, you know, man, this is something else, man. You're on to something. And I couldn't write fast enough you know, as far as putting the information in about exercising your faith on in 2021. You know, because I don't believe, I'm not trying to say that I'm some kind of prophet, not declaiming or doing none of that, but I just believe that things are going to get even more crazier as the year goes on. People want everybody, things to go back to normal, but I don't really see that happening the way that they call norm, okay? All right? I don't see that happening. There's every day there's over 4,000 people that's dying because of the coronavirus. That's not norm, okay? Then you got people that are hating on each other because of the color of their skin. That may be some, but it seems to have been intensified more so than ever before because, in other words, that's not the norm of the norm. So everything seems to be being blown up, you know, and stuff like that. And in the midst of all of that, you hear about the promises of the ministry that we're going to do this and we're going to try. And that's fine and dead and good and everything like that. You know, we want to think positive and do positive things, but unless we have that relationship with Christ and unless we've been in a place where we have the ability to exercise our faith, you know. And one of the things I liked about this piece that we're talking about, that it don't need a lot of feet of faith, but even a mustard seed amount of faith would be good enough and stuff. So the question is that are you using the measurement of faith, you know, that you have that's in your life to move the mountains, okay, or to conquer the enemy and stuff like that, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord? What are you doing with the amount of faith that you're doing? Is it being exercised? Is it being trained? Is it being doing push-ups? You know, go back to my page. My screen keep blinking off on me here. That's not good. What's taking place? Is it faith that you have? Is it occupying your thoughts? You know, that in God, for God I live and for God I die, I'm not gonna let anything turn me around. What are you holding on to? What's causing you to look up from the table of eating and stuff like that? What's causing you to get on the exercise bike, so to speak, and everything? Is it the word that you're reading and meditating all day and night? And are you hiding the word within your heart that you may not sin against God? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 31 says, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ our Lord, that I die daily. Is the faith that you have in you, is the faith that I have in me causing me to die daily? Okay, that's what Paul was talking about. Is it causing me to die daily? Is it causing me to sacrifice or to sanctify on a daily basis? Is that because we are not both, that there is no good thing. We're going to read that scripture that dwells in. In fact, that's coming out of Romans chapter 14, Romans chapter 7, verses 14 to 25. Let's go ahead and read that, because these are the things that we must do to exercise our faith in Christ, not our faith in ourselves, because we in ourselves don't have no power, nor do we have the authority. All we're doing is just spinning our wheels. We might be able to accomplish many things in the flesh, okay, but we can able to accomplish many things in the spirit. So that's why when we're dealing with this thing, we want to talk from a spirit to spirit of exercising the faith. Exercising my faith on a daily basis, on a daily, on a minute basis. Every time I think I want to be exercising my faith, because we know that the enemy is always coming and trying to find a way in to disrupt, to destroy, or to cause harm, or to make us feel weak, or to make us be weary and well doing. He's always got something going on, trying to get us to take down and everything. But when we begin to exercise our faith in Christ, and when we begin to use the gifts and the talent that he has given us as our weapons, as our warfare and stuff, I believe that he honors those things. I believe that he honors those things. I'm going to have to fix this thing in another date. But let me just go ahead and let's go over and talk about Romans chapter 7, verses 14 to 25. It says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. This is Paul talking. Sold unto sin, for that which I do, I allow not. Okay, it says, for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, then I do it, that do I. And think about that. That's a messed up dilemma to be in. And most of us, if we want to be truthful to ourselves, find ourselves in that place that we really want to do good, but we don't. And we really hate what we do, but we do it anyway, okay? It says, and then, verse 16 says, and then I do that which I would not, I consent into the law. If I do that which I would not, in other words, I don't really want to do it, but I still do it, I consent into the law. I consent into the law that is good. Now, 17 says, now, then it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in our and in me. So this is what we're talking about, the exercising of our faith. So these things might not be strongholds in us and stuff like that. This is not about the exercising of our faith that they might not take control, because the enemy is doing everything he can do to destroy us. He's sending every test, every temptation. He's allowing a lust and all these things, desires, our fleshly desires, to disrupt even our way of thinking, our way of how we even view other people or the world. It doesn't take much, especially for men, but we, I'm telling a lot of people right there, for us to get excited about something that we see within our eye game. But let me go on. But let me continue with verses 17. Verses 17, I think that's where I left off at. But, all right, it says that, no, 17 says, then it is no more I to do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So we already know that from the day nothing dwells in us. I remember a verse, especially because I always say to people, and I always say that we dirt and we going back to the dirt. There is no good thing that's within us and everything. So for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. What to will is to present with me. In other words, I have the will, I have the desire, but how to perform that which is good, I find that. I'm not finding that, y'all. And the only way we can be able to assess it is we need Christ Jesus. And all these things are tied in together in the relationship to how we operate. In verse 19, for the good that I would do, the good I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. It's, verse 21 says, I find then a law that what I would do good, evil is present with me. So we are under attack. You know, we are under attack spiritually and everything like that. And then we got all the craziness going on around us, every corner, every place. But there is a way out, and that way is Jesus Christ, okay? It says that, verse 20, one says that, I find then a law that what I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, here's Paul right here. He gets it. He finally gets it right here. And this is what we need to be in order to exercise in our faith. Okay, say, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He asks that question, and then he, right behind that question, he answers. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, I thank God. You know, it's because of Jesus Christ, y'all. We have the ability to exercise our faith in him. And I don't care how much faith you have, mustard seed faith, mountain-moving faith, whatever, it's up, but to exercise the faith in him and to get to a point where we completely trust him. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, now no chastisement for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. We got to exercise that by. We are in a place and in a season and time of this year. I mean, not just, I'm saying 2021 because that's the year, but we definitely need to be exercising some of that, our faith, our weapons of faith, man. We definitely need to be exercising our weapons of warfare. We definitely need to be in constant prayer and interceding, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of our families and those that we're connected with. And even in this country that we live, we definitely have to be doing those things. We got to make sure that we have on the weapons of our warfare at this time, okay? First Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith." And you see that going on all around. You see all kinds of false prophets and false lying and lying on God, and that God said this and God said that, and none of those things take place. And it seems to be a lot of people are falling away or getting somewhat tired of serving God. I don't know how you can get tired of serving a Christ that is good as he is, a God that has done so much for us and brought us a mighty long way. But I can imagine that you just, maybe not as tired, but you just get in despair. You know, you get in a place of despair and don't know what to do. And it seems like your prayers are not being answered here and everything. It says that the Spirit speaking expressly that in the latter times, it's also depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And this is how those things take place. It says seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And truly you see that being manifested in the world today. I mean, all over, seducing spirits. Spirit is able to do you, to seduce you, to do what they want you to do, or to see from their perspective. What their perspective is. So it's in a place right now that's craziness that is going on. And it's within also within the body of Christ, within leadership. And you can see it already within the world when it comes to politicians seducing spirits. You know, the people are willing to do whatever it takes, go do whatever it takes, because all you had to do was say a word. And they were seduced by it, you know. This is why we, as believers, need to be making sure that we're exercising our faith in Jesus Christ, because there is no other God but God. There is no other Lord but Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me go. We'll continue to move on. It says, First Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 says, "But I'm in the right place. I think I'm here." Okay, yeah. Verse 2. "Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Speaking lies. We see that going on all around us, man. In leadership, in politicians, and speaking so many lies, you stop counting how many lies being told. Speaking lies, okay. All right, so forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from these which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good. Nothing, nothing is to be refused. Amen. If it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Verse 16, for if thou put the brother in remembrance of thee, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourish up the words of faith and good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse, Paul is giving to him, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and stuff. Exercise that faith unto godliness. That's the word I want to get to. We're exercising our faith unto godliness. And then within our own self, we know that we can't do it, but God can, okay? But God can, okay? It says, "For bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. You have the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is faithful saying, worthy of all acceptance. Okay? For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust and living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." these things command and teach. Okay? These things command and teach. And everything. So we live in a time today that we have to exercise our faith. We have to do that. We have to be in our place and our posture. We have to be on guard all the time, man. There is no rest for us and everything. There is no rest until Jesus comes back. Because lives are at stake. They are. Lives are upstate. Okay, let me see here. Amen. Lives are at stake. So we have to begin to look at those things. I don't want to get to you. I told you I wanted to be short and everything. But let me look at a couple more things. Amen. Amen. Let me look at a couple more things here. All right. And just bear with me. Amen. Okay. All right. That was twisted. So we did that. I want to read one more scripture, then we're going to try to close out here. All right. This is a pretty long one. So this should take us to our designated time. Okay. And this is coming out of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. It says, "Wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Okay? Again, the only way that we're able to do those things is through the Holy Spirit. And it's through us exercising the weapons of our warfare that He has given us. You know? That's the only way. You know? And I believe that in 2021, some of us are going to be extremely test our faith to the limit. And everything, but we got to continue to press forward and to push forward, you know, to believe God, to trust God, and know that He's in control. Okay, it says, looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, is verse 2, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. We're gonna have to endure some things this year in 2021, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3 says, "For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against him, lest he be wearied and faint in your mind." Verse 4 says, "Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children, unto children." It says, "My son, despise not thou the chastisement of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourge every son whom he receives. If ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastise not? But if ye be all without chastisement, all are partakers, that ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they barely for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastisement for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous nevertheless, after it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which is exercised thereby. The peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised by thereby. So there's a purpose in everything that we're facing, everything that we're going. There's a purpose even for the exercise, and then why it's needed for us as believers. We got to continue to be strong in the power of the Lord and in His might. We got to continue to hold on. Amen. Verse 10 says, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it be rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord." Exercising your faith is much needed in this time, again in 2021. Every single moment you think of it. You know, I believe that many of us are going to go through some things in this year. You know, this year, 15 days in, we see what's going on already. You know, but we have to get to a point where we trust God and we believe Him and we know that he has us no matter what. We have to get to a point that come what may. I think that's a song, come what may. I'm not going to try to say anything, but come what may, you know, I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If I have to do it by myself, and know that I always have to, you know, always, especially in leadership and ministry, sometimes you go it alone. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to continue to hold on. This is not a season for us to give up. It's a season for exercise. It's a season for us to be pumping irons and pumping rings, and of course I'm talking spiritually. It's a season for us to be doing those things. It's a season for us to, when I think about exercising, I know that this is like a routine that we do. It's a season for the routine of things when it comes to the things of God. You know, it's a season for it. It's strengthening you. It's a season, you know, and it's a reason and a season why we read the word as much as we do, or we study the word there, you know, and things like that. It's a reason and a purpose for it. We're going to need that. I think about growing up as a kid and how, as a young man, and how my mom used to make us, y'all, excuse me, man, my allergies is kicking in all of a sudden. I think back to the days that growing up as a kid and a young man, and how my mom used to make us go to church, man. Yes, she did. There was no excuse. We would get, there was no excuse. We had to go to church. Even when we turned 16 and 17, and even 18, I believe she was like, no, you got to go to church. You're in this house. You got to go to church. You know, so she would make us, and she would wait, you know, for a while for us to come out of the house. And if we didn't come out quick enough, she would leave and then come back and pick us up, or have somebody drop by and pick us up and make us get in the car, you know, and stuff. But when I look back all those days and I studied the word in, at that time, and going to the Bible studies and going to the study school conventions and being shipped off to places that we really didn't want to go and everything like that, I look back on it and I'm grateful for the things that was placed in my life growing up as a young man. Growing up as a young man, I'm grateful for the word that was implanted. I'm grateful for being able to have the word broken down to what's understanding. They did more preaching than they did teaching back in the day and stuff like that, but it took root. The bottom line is it took root, and that's what we want. We want what we do when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, when it comes to our life and the things that take root and stuff. And then we want to be a living epistle read among men. We want to receive Jesus Christ in us, you know, and everything, but not even necessarily even saying a word, you know, to say anything, but just because the presence of the Lord is within us and everything. The Holy Spirit is within us. We're able so they can see, become what we call salt, light, and power. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to stop because it looks like I'm getting worse. But I do want to thank you for your time and everything. I hope this was a blessing to you. I was a little late getting started and everything. Basically, I literally just got off of work and jumped onto the broadcast and everything like that. But I do thank you for your time, and I pray that all the things that are needed in 2021 in your life to take place, that there'll be a closer walk with Christ, and there'll be a deeper understanding of his glory, that he will begin to reveal to you the allegories and the mysteries of the gospel and stuff. But I also pray that you will begin to exercise the faith that you say you have in him, okay? That you begin to trust God, you know, and lean not into your own understanding, but lean on him. And I'm saying we, all of us, okay? Nobody had excluded right here and everything like that. So I pray those things will take place in your life. Father God, we come to this presence and say thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you for all the things that have taken place, God. We give our lives over to you, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we will exercise them, the mustard seed of faith that you have given us, God. We may begin to trust you, God. We may begin to lean on you, God. We may begin to do whatever you lead us to go, God. We will take your direction, Lord. We love you and we need you. We can't do this by ourselves, Holy Spirit. So today we pray, God, for those that are listening, Lord, that you would be good to God answer their private prayers, their prayers that don't want us to know about us, for you and them, God. We begin, Lord, that you would bring them to that secret place, Lord Jesus, and be with them, God, and teach them, God, your ways, God, and your plans that you have for them, Lord Jesus. We pray for the salvation of those that don't know you. We pray that even now someone will be accepting you as their Lord and Savior, that someone will be crying out, what must I do to be saved, Lord Jesus? We pray for salvation of the many, God, of the millions, of the thousands, God, no matter what country they may be in, no matter what state of mind they might be in, God. We pray, God, that you will send your ministry to angels, God, that you will send someone one there that way, Lord Jesus, to show them you, Jesus. So today, God, we're praying for the healing of not only the nation, but the healing of the mindset of people, that a great awakening might take place, that a great desire to seek after you might take place. We're praying today, God, for a great revival, God. Even in the midst of chaos, God, we know that you are still in control and you are still in charge. And we know that the plans that you have for us, Lord Jesus. So we are praying again today, God, for the salvation of the many and the healing of the many, God. We know, God, that this virus don't have any say-so, no final say-so, but you do. So we pray, God, that we might please you in our walking and our talking, God. That we might be, again, the sunlight and power, God, so people may know that there is a bomb in Gilead, God. We pray this, God, and we thank you in advance for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you, everyone, for listening to Friday Night Joy. Amen. Reverend Ray, Fast Today has been a year. Rest Today has been a year to exercise our faith in 2021. That's every day, every opportunity we get. You know, we have to be exercising. You know, we exercise the body and different things. Some of us, you know, try to get in the best of shape and everything like that. And others, like, just completely gave up on this. And just understand that the body had to go back to the dust. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, because you should take better care, because the body is the temple of the Lord. So that's why we need to make sure that we're doing the right thing by it. Okay? Because it's the temple of the Lord. Okay? It's his temple. All right? And everything, because he dwells within us. So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. But again, I also want you to look at the mindset. There should be the spiritual exercise that's going on in your life, no matter where you are. I don't care how high up you, this bishop, apostle, you know, there should be those things that's operating in your life too. Yeah, and we can always do more. Okay, we can always do more and require ask God to show us ourselves and the areas of concerns that he have for us. You know. And everything, because we have a tendency a lot of times to cover things up within us. We don't want to actually see it. But we, at this point in time, we want God to expose us to ourselves so that we will have a desire to seek after him. You know, we have a desire to seek after the things of him. Amen. Well, I'm done. Again, have a blessed weekend and everything, and we'll see you guys on Sunday. God bless you. This is Reverend Ray on Rich Christian Speak Talk Radio, signing out. Friday Night Joy. Have a good day.